This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Oh. worship you. Devotion, dear Mazekea.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Word of God with me, Janet and Antonia, on Plains FM 96.9. We want to continue sharing the encouraging readings which we received. Thank you for sending us these messages, and also for those who put it on Facebook. Thank you. Please keep on sending it. Here's our first reading.
If you've ever had to write your CV, you will know how important it is to get all the details correct. Here's one that's been written with Jesus in mind. Personal details. Name, Jesus Christ. Address, Ephesians 1:20. Phone, Romans 10:13. Website, Bible. Keywords, Christ, Lord, Savior, and Jesus. My name is Jesus, the Christ. Many call me Lord. I've sent you my CV because I'm offering to take top management position in your heart, business, life, etc. Feel free to read my details below. Qualifications. I founded the earth and established the heavens. See Proverbs 3:19. I formed man from the dust of the ground. See Genesis 2:7. I breathe life into man. See Genesis 2:7. I redeemed man from the curse of the law. See Galatians 3:13. The blessings of the Abrahamic covenant comes upon your life through me. See Galatians 3:14. Occupational background. I've only had one employer. See Luke 2:49. I've never been tardy, absent, disobedient, slothful, or disrespectful. My employer has nothing but rave reviews for me. See Matthew 3:15-17. Skills and work experiences. Some of my skills and work experiences include empowering the poor to be poor no more. Healing the brokenhearted, setting the captives free, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, and setting at liberty them that are bruised. See Luke 4:18. I am a wonderful counselor. See Isaiah 9 and verse 6. People who listen to me shall dwell safely and shall not fear evil. See Proverbs 1:33. Most importantly, I have the authority, ability, and power to cleanse you of your sins. See 1 John 1:7-9. Educational background. I encompass the entire breadth and length of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. See Proverbs 2:6. In me are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. See Colossians 2:3. My word is so powerful. It has been described as being a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. See Psalm 119, verse 105. I can even tell you all the secrets of your heart. See Psalms 44, verse 21. Major accomplishments. I was an active participant in the greatest summit meeting of all times. See Genesis 1, verse 26. I laid down my life so that you may live. See 2 Corinthians 5:15. I defeated the arch enemies of God and mankind and made a show of them openly. See Colossians 2:15. I've miraculously fed the poor, healed the sick, and raised the dead. There are many more major accomplishments, too many to mention here. You can read them on my website, which is located at Bible. You don't need an internet connection or computer to access it. Reference. Believers and followers worldwide will testify to my divine healings, salvation, deliverance, miracles, restoration, and supernatural guidance. Summary. Now that you've read my CV, I'm confident that I'm the only candidate uniquely qualified to fill this vital position in your heart. In summation, I will properly direct your paths, see Proverbs 3:5-6, and lead you into everlasting life, see John 6:47. When can I start? Time is of the essence, see Hebrews 3:15.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Enjoyed this reading. It is called Honesty. And it is so important as children of God to be honest in everything that we do. It goes like this. An old king realized that if he died, he had no one to take over his throne. He decided to adopt a son. He launched a competition and 10 boys made it to the top. The king said to them, "I have one last test, and whoever comes top will become my adopted son and heir to my throne." He gave each boy a seed of corn and told them to take the seed home, plant it, and nurture it for 3 weeks. The 10 boys took their seeds and ran home to plant their seeds. In one home, the boy and his parents were sad when the seed failed to sprout. The boy had diligently done everything required, but he failed. His friends advised him to buy a seed and plant it, but his God-fearing parents, who had always taught him honesty, refused. The day to give account to the king came, and the 10 boys went to the palace. All the other 9 boys were successful with their seeds. The king went to each boy asking, "Is that what came out of the seed I gave you?" And each boy said, "Yes, Your Majesty." The king would nod and move down the line until he came to the last boy in the line, who was shaking with fear. The king asked him, "What did you do with the seed I gave you?" The boy said, "I planted it and cared for it, Your Majesty, but it failed to sprout." The king went to the throne with the boy and said, "I gave these boys boiled seeds, and a boiled seed cannot sprout. If a king must have one quality, it must be honesty, and only this boy passed the test. We live in a society where people will do anything for success. God sometimes does not give us things because he wants to teach us a lesson. How many people out there have achieved success the wrong way? How many people send their children to expensive schools, build houses, buy expensive cars, etc., with stolen money? How many people are occupying top positions, yet they stole the certificates? How many people are successful out there at all costs? How many people will be crowned as kings in heaven for being faithful until the end? I pray that you and I be faithful to the end. Please be faithful to God no matter what life throws at you, even if life gives you boiled seed.
You
thank you for tuning into the Word of God. I just want to encourage those who don't have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. If you ever have any doubts of God's love for you, just remember John 3 verse 16, that He gave His only begotten Son for you. And you know, you don't have to shout to get God's attention. He is closer than our next breath, nearer than our own skin. He can hear the faintest whisper of our call out to Him. May you all have a happy and peaceful week. May God shower His blessings upon your life. This is Jeanette and Antonia for the Word of God on Plains FM.
When the God-man passes by, the blind will see and the dead will rise. Redeemed will dance and broken wings take flight. When the God-man passes by.
Treachery despised and rightly so. And even though my chains were gold, I'm still a slave and reaping what I'd sown. Call it desperation, I just had to see his face. And like a child, I climbed a sycamore tree. When the God man called my name, I knew I'd never be the same. 'Cause when the God man